With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour as we explore the repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. Thanks for joining me. On today's program, we'll mark two very different observances with dramatically different music. We'll listen to brilliant music to celebrate the Feast of the Ascension, even as we listen to music of remembrance for the American Memorial Day holiday, honoring those who've given their lives in service to their country. We'll begin with music for Ascension Day, which we'll celebrate this coming Thursday. It's hard to imagine Ascension Day without hearing Gerald Finzi's glorious anthem, God Is Gone Up, with its brilliant organ and choral fanfares and evocative text. The choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London sings, John Scott directs, accompanied by Andrew Lucas. God Has Gone Up by Gerald Finzi, sung by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, led by John Scott. Palestrina's second book of motets of 1572 includes a wonderful five-part setting of the antiphon for Ascension Day, Ascendo ad Patrem, I'm Going to My Father. John Rutter leads the Cambridge Singers in this recording.
Thank you.
The Cambridge Singers, conducted by John Rutter, sang Ascendo ad Patrem by Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. A new setting of Psalm 93 can be found in Timothy Parsons' composition for Ascension, The Lord is King. Parsons serves as assistant director of music at Exeter Cathedral and grew up as a chorister at Guildford Cathedral before studying at Selwyn College, Cambridge. Rather than jumping into a majestic and triumphal interpretation, he chose to begin with a more mysterious and evocative musical texture before launching into a more spirited musical style. The choir of Exeter Cathedral sings, directed by Timothy Noon, with the composer at the organ.
Thank you.
The Lord is King by Timothy Parsons. The choir of Exeter Cathedral sang under the direction of Timothy Noon. The composer accompanied. Psalm 47 is said or sung the world over on Ascension Day, and among the many fantastic settings of this text, the one by Ralph Vaughan Williams stands out for its majesty and power. O Clap Your Hands is performed here by the choir of Rochester Cathedral, Kent. Roger Sayer conducts, with Sean Farrell at the organ. The choir of Rochester Cathedral sang O Clap Your Hands by Ralph Vaughan Williams. Roger Sayer conducted. Music of Reflection is next as we hear the beloved Pia Jesu from Maurice Duruflé's Requiem, Opus 9. It works not only as a touching and poignant piece for mezzo-soprano with a gorgeous cello obbligato, it also works as a purely instrumental piece. In our next selection, we'll hear it as arranged by Andrew Ennis, who plays flugelhorn, accompanied by Peter Richard Conti on the Wanamaker Grand Court Organ at Macy's City Center in Philadelphia. Thank you. Pia Jesu from the Requiem Opus 9 by Maurice Durufle as transcribed for flugelhorn and organ. Andrew Ennis was the arranger and played flugelhorn, accompanied by Peter Richard Conti on the Wanamaker Grand Court Organ in Philadelphia. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. A quite dramatic anthem for Ascension can be found in a setting by Lee Hoiby of one of John Donne's Holy Sonnets. Hoiby's anthem, Ascension, Holy Sonnet No. 7, is scored for organ, choir, brass, and percussion. It was composed at the request of Paul Calloway in 1964 for the dedication of the Gloria in Excelsis Tower at Washington National Cathedral. Calloway was a strong proponent of the work of Lee Hoiby and offered great encouragement to him to compose sacred music. We'll hear an exciting performance of this work by the choir of Trinity Church, Wall Street. James Sims conducts and Larry King plays the organ.
Thank you.
The choir of Trinity Church Wall Street sang Ascension, Holy Sonnet No. 7 by Lee Hoiby, with text by John Dunn. The hymn Eternal Father Strong to Save, also known as the Navy Hymn, evokes prayers not only to safeguard those on the sea, but also on land and in the air. The grand tune Melita is by John Backus Dykes, also known for his hymn Holy, Holy, Holy. We'll hear the choir of Westminster Abbey, led by Martin Neary. Eternal Father Strong to Save was sung by the choir of Westminster Abbey, directed by Martin Neary. Martin Baker accompanied. Sir George Thalben Ball's eloquent organ piece, Elegy, has been arranged by Roger Fisher for organ and cello. It's performed here by Mr. Fisher and cellist Andrew Fuller. Elegy by George Thalben Ball, as arranged by Roger Fisher. Cellist Andrew Fuller was joined by Roger Fisher in this performance. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Though it was originally conceived as theme music for a television program, the setting of Nunc Dimittis by Jeffrey Bergen is one that is completely appropriate as music of remembrance, and the incorporation of a trumpet echoing the voices gives it something of the tone of an elegy. The choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, is joined by trumpeter John McDominick. Hugh Williams plays the organ, and all are directed by John Scott. John Scott led the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, in Nunc Dimittis by English composer Jeffrey Bergen. John McDominick played trumpet. A Prayer by Cardinal John Henry Newman received a sumptuous musical setting by David Briggs in 2005. O Lord, Support Us is recorded here by the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge, led by Stephen Layton. David Briggs accompanies on the organ of Gloucester Cathedral. O Lord, support us all the day long, a musical setting of a prayer by Cardinal Newman, written by David Briggs. The choir of Trinity College, Cambridge, was directed by Stephen Layton. Organ music of Marcel Dupré is next, as we hear Charles Boyd Tompkins play Cortège and Litany, a piece that's been exceedingly popular with performers and audiences alike since it was first published in 1921. The cortège, as its name implies, is a stately procession followed by a litany based on a short melodic fragment that begins quietly and progresses through a steady crescendo until it's combined with the theme of the cortège, leading to a brilliant toccata-like ending. Cortège and Litany by Marcel Dupré. Charles Boyd Tompkins performed Cortege and Litany by Marcel Dupre on the cassavant organ of First Baptist Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music to mark Ascension Day and Memorial Day in the U.S. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be meaningful and inspiring. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter by following at @WHeartAndVoice. Email is always welcome as well. You can write to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.